It's Friday, July 29th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Speaking to the Democratic National Convention on Wednesday night, President Barack Obama used unrestrained hyperbole to endorse Hillary Clinton's candidacy for president.
There has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody, more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as president of the United States of America.
Obama also disagreed with the idea that Trump's candidacy is conservative or Republican. The restaurant industry has been on the decline for the last 6 months, according to a story from U.S. News & World Report. Paul Westra, a senior research analyst at Stifel Financial Corp., calls the stocks decidedly bearish. The push to increase the minimum wage could also turn into the coup de grace, the final blow to a wounded industry. After the attack on a French church, England has issued warnings to its churches to be on the alert for terror, according to the UK Express. Police say there has been no particular intelligence concerning any future attack on churches, but they are responding to recent warnings from ISIS that the terror organization will be targeting churches throughout Europe. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalm 46, 1-2. The Muslim president of Nigeria is not helping matters much for the Christian genocide in that country. The Christian Association of Nigerian Americans said more Christians have been killed in this first half of this year than all of 2015 combined. A total of 384 martyrs have lost their lives in 2016. Are America's relations breaking down with key countries in the Far East? China has announced that it will conduct joint military exercises with Russia in the South China Sea this September. These are intended to strengthen China's control in the area amid ongoing disputes over these ocean waters with the United States and the Philippines. According to North Korea's top official, Han Sung-ryol, Washington has, quote, declared war on North Korea, unquote. This appears to be in response to Washington's inclusion of North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un in a list of sanctioned individuals guilty of human rights abuses. Ryol called this the final straw in the breakdown of relations between North Korea and the U.S. As far as God is concerned, behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the coastlands like fine dust. Isaiah 40:15. 40 conservative ministers in the United Methodist denomination are joining forces to form an alliance that will, quote, advance vibrant scriptural Christianity within Methodism, unquote. This comes in the wake of the recent mass homosexualization of the Methodist denomination. In a recent public statement, the Wesleyan Covenant Association stated that they are, quote, committed to the lordship of Jesus Christ, the authority of the scriptures, and the churches being a missional force, unquote. The organization plans a meeting in Chicago on October 7th this year. The president of the National Abortion Rights Action League celebrated her own abortion at the Democratic National Convention this week. Elise Hoag said the right to get an abortion is to give a woman power over her own destiny. The Hilton Hotels is using homosexual themes to advertise in Travel and Leisure magazine, featuring a sexualized pic of two men in bed without any visible clothing. The American Family Association is protesting with a petition, with 47,000 signatures collected so far. AFA Vice President Ed Battagliano told The Worldview that these petitions are necessary to push back on the powerful homosexual pressures placed on corporate interests.
My personal belief is a lot of people who are struggling with gender identity have suffered emotional trauma and have been hurt in ways small and great. They are really and honestly struggling with who they are, and the Christian should always understand that struggle, because to some extent we all struggle with who we are and who we are before God. The answer to those struggles, though, is in who God says we are. That is a battle that many people fight, and Christians, recognizing their own battles, should walk beside these people to help them find wholeness.
One California school district is trying to shut down homeschooling by informing home educating families that they are breaking the law. This despite the fact that the state's second appellate district in Los Angeles ruled in 2008 that homeschooling was allowed as a species of private schooling. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association is intervening on behalf of homeschooling families in the San Benito, California district. Dinesh D'Souza's new film, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, is the top-grossing documentary for 2016 so far, grabbing over $5 million in box office receipts.
Who are these Democrats? It all began when the Obama administration tried to shut me up.
You know, gangs are all about stealing, man.
What did I learn? All crime is about stealing. The big criminals are still at large.
Didn't see any reason to keep them.
The system doesn't go after them because they run the system. It's time to go behind the curtain and discover the soul of the Democratic Party.
D'Souza uncovers the Democrats' racist past, as well as its support for forced sterilization, black lynchings, and Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger and her eugenics theories. The film opened in 1,500 theaters this week. Watch the trailer for yourself and type in the zip code to find a movie theater near you. Go to HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com. That's HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com. No apostrophe in the website. And that's the worldview on this Friday, July 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.